time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
A new season begins tonight for Carrington girls basketball. After getting so close to the state tournament one season ago, you lace them back up and you go again. In the 2024-25 season opener, it is the Carrington Cardinals and the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. From Carrington Gymnasium, BJ Walters with you. Thanks to Ricky Flaverkamp for the introduction. It is a new season in North Dakota tonight as high school basketball returns. It is two teams that were both very good playoff teams a season ago. Both New Rockford Cheyenne and Carrington, though, trying to reload after losing some very important seniors from one season ago. For Carrington, they almost got to the state tournament before falling in the state qualifying game to Valley City. While for New Rockford Cheyenne, they too coming off of a nice 2023-24 season that saw them get themselves to the postseason and make a run at it in the postseason. For the Cardinals, they will lean heavily, you would think, in the early season on their returning players, especially Eden Hornet and Isabel Wendell, who are amongst the starters tonight. For the Rockets, it's a very new group, and it is a very young group. They have 9 total players, 2 seniors, a junior, 2 sophomores. Those are the starters, and then 3 freshmen and an 8th grader. And there are going to be freshmen that play for Carrington as well as they attempt to get themselves one step further, perhaps, than they did a season ago. And for New Rockford Cheyenne, they, of course, will have the CNDC tournament this weekend after playing the Cardinals here tonight. It is Carrington and it is New Rockford Cheyenne coming up. When we come back, we will take a look at what else is going on in North Dakota tonight, and we will do that when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Well, we have the right options to grow your savings. Hi, this is Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward Carrington. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including annual percent yield as high as 4.5 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more. It's simply the forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
game is close. It's a big rivalry. Students jump out of their seats while the cheerleaders lead the chanting. Everyone is on edge. The shot is up and the buzzer sounds. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? You can hear the hush of the crowd. With your whistle, you watch if his feet were inside the line or not. The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Back inside Carrington Gymnasium, it is the Cardinals and the New Rockford Giant Rockets in the 2024-25 season curtain raiser. Well, as we mentioned, it is not the only curtain raiser going on tonight. And in fact, there's already been a girls basketball game in the state that came on Saturday. Harvey Wells County got the better of Nelson County 64-63. Nelson County back at it tonight at Cavalier. There's only 5 games in North Dakota tonight. A lot more tomorrow. New Rockford, Cheyenne, and Carrington. Of course, here you've got North Star at Grafton. We'll try to keep an eye on that one because Grafton will be here on Friday in the Region 2 opener in Class A for the Carrington girls. Langdon Edmore Munich is at Dunseith, and Linton HMB is at Standing Rock. I knew I had it in my notes, fumbled around, and finally found what I was looking for. The quarterfinal round is when it ended for New Rockford Cheyenne. And a season ago, they fell to St. John 70-47. Of course, in Region 2, it did not matter because Mayport CG was on their way to winning the Class B state championship in front of a sold-out Jamestown Civic Center in March. For Carrington, very, very close for the Cardinals. Indeed, very close. They got to the state qualifier. They fell to Valley City 62-56. This after a season that saw them win their quarterfinal by 20 over Hillsborough Central Valley, then fall to eventual state champion Devils Lake in the semifinal round in the Region 2 tournament before winning that third place game over Four Winds Minnewaukan 52-41. There are varying opinions on what to expect from the Cardinals this season. There are those who say, well, you simply lost too much scoring from last year, and it could be a struggle. And there are those who say, yeah, but you haven't seen this freshman class yet. And when we get to our Bissett Motors starting lineups, you'll understand exactly what I mean, because a freshman is starting tonight for Carrington. The Cardinals and Rockets meeting, as we just mentioned, Carrington back at it on Friday night right here on the home floor, taking on the Grafton Spoilers. We'll be with you at about 6:45 for that one. And then in 1 week's time, in fact, 1 week from tomorrow, they will also have a home game before their first road trip of the year comes a week from Friday in Bismarck against Shiloh Christian. And we've got all 4 of the first 4 games for the Cardinals for you right here on KDAK, the Cardinals. So it is Carrington and it is New Rockford Cheyenne coming up very shortly. And when we come back, we will be joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, for his pregame thoughts. And we will do that when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Back in Carrington, the 2024-25 season begins as the Cardinals play host to New Rockford Cheyenne. We're joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. Is it like the first time you ever coached on an opening night? Do you still get those butterflies?
Oh, sure. It's exciting. You know, every time you practice for 2 weeks and you want to see what the kids can do on the floor, it's good. Good time to evaluate and see what we got.
So what have you made of these first 2 weeks? You guys get about 10 practices before your first game. What have you made of it so far?
We look pretty solid defensively, and hopefully that's just a constant, you know, throughout. You know, we scrimmaged up in Four Winds and Botno on Saturday, and I thought our defense came to play, and if that comes to play, then, hey, just offense sometimes goes up and down, but defense is a constant, and hopefully we can hold our hat onto that.
You do lose some points from last year with the players that you've got changing roles. How much of an early season is about that, players learning new roles, be it points or be it being a leader on the floor?
Yeah, like you said, we have five seniors, and you know, good leadership, great attitudes, great work ethic, and they're ready to get her going. As far as new roles, we got some young kids that are going to be in the rotation, and it's going to take them a few minutes to, you know, just to settle in a little bit more. And but once we get some games under their belt, we feel like we're going forward in the right direction.
What's the biggest thing that those young players who maybe haven't experienced a varsity game have to get used to and go through to learn?
It's a little more under the lights type atmosphere. And, you know, we're not like Saturday, we had a scrimmage, but you don't keep score. So the scoreboard's on and, you know, people are keeping score and they're watching closely to the varsity action. And, you know, New Rockford always brings a great crowd, and Carrington crowd will be up, and it'd be kind of louder than they're used to when they're playing JV or junior high, so they just have to adjust to more eyes on them.
Coach Belquist brings his team over here, a much different looking team for them from last year as well. Does it matter what they bring over here, or is tonight about Carrington?
No, it's both teams. You know, Carrington and Rockford, 16 miles apart. It's always a great, intense battle. These kids probably know each other better than, you know, we know each other, but that's okay. And, you know, some of them co-op in sports together and play on traveling teams together, and they know each other. And but we're hoping to come out, play hard defense, move the ball around, get some shots up, and, you know, get that first game under the way.
Are there characteristics that, whether it goes swimmingly well or just dreadfully awful, are there characteristics that are just universal in a first game?
Yeah, sometimes you know, the turnovers might be a little bit heavy and the shooting percentages might be a little bit lower, but yeah, you just work it around, get good shots, take good shots, be fearless in your shot making, and remember the next play is what's determinant, you know, what's going on, and you're going to make some mistakes, but learn from them, move on to the next one.
Also, how much of this game in particular is about just kind of getting in game shape? Game shape's much different than, I would assume, much different than what practice shape is for.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Saturday helped a bit. You know, got some of those jitters out of the way, and, you know, guarding somebody else, you know, defending somebody else, playing offense against somebody else. So that all helps, and tonight will help for our next game down the road. Just a win the day kind of thing, and improve daily and learn from our mistakes.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the coverage.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest, will have the starting lineups in just a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Very nice rendition of the national anthem from the Carrington School Choir. We wanted to let you hear in on that. It is now time for tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Bassett Motors. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the Rockets of New Rockford, Cheyenne. They will start at a guard, a 5'6 senior, Kaya O'Connor. At a forward, a 5'9 senior, Addison Vandruck. A junior at 5'8, a wing, Ava Peterson gets the start. A 5'7 sophomore guard, Emmy Belquist, starts, and a 5'7 sophomore guard, Casey Weisenberger, starts. For head coach Elliot Belquist, the coach of the state champion football team, he is assisted by Nate Jensen. The starting lineup for Carrington looks this way. They will start first at a guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. At another guard, a 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. The third guard is 5'6 senior, Kennedy Pasternak. At one forward, a 5'11 freshman, Mara Coots. And at the other forward, a 5'9 senior, Eden Hornet. Andy Broughton is the head coach. He's assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. The junior high coaches are Lauren Peterson and April Burnson. The fifth and sixth grade coaches are Andy Broughton and Lauren Peterson. New Rockford Cheyenne in black tops with white numbers and letters. Columbia blue just on the very edge of the jersey. Carrington in white with cardinal red sleeves, cardinal red numbers, and letters outlined in black. Carrington will move from right to left across your radio dial in this first half. New Rockford Cheyenne from left to right. Happy to have you with us, whether it is locally on FM 100.1 AM 1600 KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app or on your smart speaker. Happy to have you with us as the 2024-25 season gets underway.
Cardinal one guy, 5'6 senior, number three, Kennedy Pasternak.
Carrington trying to begin with a win. In terms of a first game, I mean, you heard it from Coach Broughton. These are not always the prettiest games, but you want to put some things on film so that you can watch them and then get better from them. And that's certainly what the goal will be today. And we're just about ready to go. I think the parade downtown is not yet finished or very close to being finished, so it might be a bit of a late arriving crowd on Christmas around the town. We'll see. Jumping center for the Rockets will be Ava Peterson. And jumping center for Carrington will be the freshman Mara Coots. And the 2024-25 season is ready to go. Hope you enjoy the action. The opening tip is won by Carrington and brought forward by Mara Johnson. She goes right wing, past Jernick, back between the rings to Johnson. Now Wendell, left side, on a left-handed drive is Hornet. She gets trapped, and Eden turns it over on the opening possession. So Carrington will now defend for the first time. And bringing it forward is Casey Weisenberger. And a deflected ball, nearly stolen. Still 20 to shoot, 30 seconds gone by in a scoreless first quarter. Ball pressure from Wendell in this man-to-man defense. Here's Emmy Bellquist, left side. They go into the post. A turnaround jumper does not go. And the rebound comes to Wendell. The turnaround jumper was taken by Peterson. A kick out for a Hornet three. It's good, and that is the first points of the season. Off the assist by Isabel Wendell, Eden Hornet knocks down the triple, and Carrington lead 3-0. Now a steal and a layup for Wendell. And it's 5-0. A minute and a half gone by on the Bank Forward scoreboard. 5-0 Carrington. And a turnover on the left side, thrown away by Emmy Bellquist. And a timeout, a Dakota Central timeout, is called by Elliot Bellquist. We will take it as well. We are a minute and a half into the season. 5-0 Carrington, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota, or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Good start for Carrington. 5-0 in the first 90 seconds. Timeouts brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. Carrington's had the ball three times. They have turned it over once, and they have hit both of their field goals, including a three-pointer by Eden Hornet. It's 5-0. Hornet has it left wing. Post entry, kick out. Now on the right side, faking the three and driving is Mara Johnson for the 17-footer that goes in on the baseline. Mara's first basket, 7-0 Carrington. Emmy Bellquist kicks it left wing. This is Weisenberger back for Bellquist. Guarded closely by Mara Johnson. She'll drive right. Bellquist puts up the shot and it goes in. Emmy Bellquist with the first basket. And it's Carrington 7, New Rockford Cheyenne 2. Into the post. Mara Coots kick out. Pasternik a 3. A little long. And the weak side rebound is brought in by O'Connor. She turns it over and Pasternik gets the layup. Carrington's lead is 9-2. And the ball knocked out of bounds down the right side. Carrington, four of their first five from the field. To be fair, the Rockets are one out of two. They've already got three turnovers, though. On the right side, faking the pass is Weisenberger. Now she goes to the baseline, and that is blocked. That was blocked by Mara Kutz. And the other way is Pasternak, top of the circle. It's Wendell. Deflected ball finds Hornet from 17, and that does not fall. Offensive rebound comes down to Kutz. Now a three for Pasternak, and she's got five. Off the Mara Kutz offensive rebound, Carrington have a 12-2 lead, and they're two out of three from deep. Driving on the right side, Weisenberger, guarded closely by Hornet. Deflected ball, stolen away again. And Carrington the other way also will turn it over. And here comes New Rockford Cheyenne, and a travel is called on Peterson. So just too many turnovers early for New Rockford Cheyenne. They have already turned it over six times. Driving left is Wendell. She leaves it for the open three that's off the front of the rim by Mara Johnson. The rebound came down to Eden Hornet, and then Carrington turns it over. And a foul from the ball pressure is called on Mara Johnson, her first. Teams first, games first. On the right side, Peterson, guarded by Wendell, works her way into the paint. Peterson skips it left wing. A deflected post entry comes all the way through and is stolen by Cadence Van Ray into the game for the first time. 5'9 senior at the other end. Here's a left wing three that's a little short. Offensive rebound and the putback by Hornet. And Eden has five to go along with a couple of rebounds. It's 14-2. Here's a three at the other end that's off the mark. And at the other end, what a pass to a wide-open Bryn Smith by Isabel Wendell. Great pass, great assist. Carrington 16-2. Down the right side, here's Peterson. Gets trapped right at half court and almost turns it over. Now a held ball will keep it at this end. 24 to shoot, 3:12 to go first quarter. Harper Coleman into the game, 5'8 sophomore for Carrington. Meanwhile, Jada Schumacher, 5'6 freshman, in for New Rockford Cheyenne. Carrington leads 16-2 on the bank forward scoreboard. Ellie Bellquist tries to get baseline, gets cut off. Deflected ball, held ball, a turnover. Unfortunately, just a few too many turnovers right now for New Rockford Cheyenne. They only have four shots. Harper Coleman took an extra step. She was so open, she got just a little excited. And that is the fourth turnover for Carrington. They lead 16-2 on the bank forward scoreboard. Just under 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter of the 24-25 season. Ellie Bellquist dribbles towards a trap. Ooh, bounced it right off the face of Bryn Smith, but Bryn's going to get credit for a steal. On the left side, the senior fakes a three. Goes head of the key. Harper Coleman a long two. It goes! Harper Coleman gets the jumper to go, and Carrington's lead is 18-2. Now pressure in the backcourt. Ellie Bellquist down the left side. Up top, she finds Weisenberg. Right side, a three for O'Connor. Off the mark. Rebounded by Carrington and by Mara Johnson. Carrington has hit 67% here early. Here's a three by Bryn Smith that skips off the rim. Offensive rebound, put back Hornet. She is fouled. And Eden Hornet will shoot two on the foul by Kaya O'Connor, her first. So Hornet gets the roll on the front end. Eden figures to be one of the leading players this year for Carrington. Isabel Wendell back in, and if this goes in, Josie Coleman will check in. It does not. Offensive rebound, though, for Hornet, and her pass is intercepted by O'Connor. Well done. And down the right side, Ellie Belquist hands it off to Schumacher. 19-2 Carrington. Schumacher, a three. It's long. Rebound cards, and it's Hornet again. Down the right side, finds Van Ray cutting left, getting into the lane and finishing. Cadence Van Ray with her first basket. And the Cardinal lead is 21-2, and a steal by Isabel Wendell on the inbounds pass. Skip it right side, Bryn Smith finds Hornet from 17. It rolls off, offensive rebound put back. That doesn't go. It falls to Hornet. Kick out Wendell, and they'll reset it again. Right side, here's Bryn Smith. And Smith is fouled by Weisenberger. Off the inbound, Van Ray, left side, Harper Coleman. Waits for the cutter, that's Smith, not available. Instead, finds Wendell, who drives left, gets into the lane, and Isabel Wendell has her second basket of the quarter. Carrington's lead is 23-2. Under a minute to play, first quarter bank forward scoreboard. Down the left side, Ellie Belquist. Comes right side, O'Connor. Into the mid post, wraparound feed, loose, and stolen away. Stolen away by Carrington. Schumacher couldn't quite hold it. And at the other end, the layup doesn't go. Offensive rebound for Coleman. And then a foul going the other way. And that one is on Bryn Smith, her first. Shot clock is off. And Isabel Wendell knocks the ball out of bounds from Ellie Belquist. Side inbound for Ava Peterson. Peterson has the ball kicked by Harper Coleman on the inbounds pass. This time she'll fire it to O'Connor. 17 seconds, Pasternak guards O'Connor in this 1v1 defense. Here's Ellie Belquist to the mid post, spinning, firing, and hitting. Is Ava Peterson off the nice assist. It's 23-4. Quickly the other way. Here's a three by Pasternak that rims out. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. Carrington, a very good first quarter. And after one, they lead 23-4 over New Rockford Cheyenne. And Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals with a 23-4 lead at the end of one quarter. In that quarter, they shot 10 of 19, 53% from the field. They were 2 of 10 from 3. And they were 1 of 2 at the foul line for 50%. They out-rebounded New Rockford Cheyenne 11-1. And The second quarter begins with New Rockford Cheyenne moving left to right. Here's Ellie Bellquist to the free throw line with the pass that comes to Peterson. She leaves it for Fandrick. Post-entry foul called might be on Cadence Van Ray. We'll see. 7:49 to go, second quarter. It is on Cadence Van Ray, her first. And for Carrington, the third team foul of the half, the first of this quarter, and a steal on the inbound, just taken away by Harper Coleman. At the other end, post entry, Tamara Coots. Swing it left side, a Coleman three in the air. Is a little long, offensive rebound, Van Ray, but it was taken away from her. And then Coleman gets a steal and a layup. So Harper gets the layup to go. She's got four. And the lead is 21. Driving baseline, reverse layup is blocked out of bounds by Harper Coleman. Ava Peterson went for it. And driving inside for the layup is Ava Peterson. She's got four of the six. It's 25-6. Here is Isabel Wendell. Right side, she double dribbled, and she knew it. So a turnover for Carrington. Is their fifth. They lead by 19. At the head of the key, it's with Jada Schumacher. She gives to Ellie Bellquist. Now at the free throw line, turnaround jumper rolls in. And Ava Peterson has six of the eight. And just like that, it's 25-8. Harper Coleman goes left side to Pasternak. In the corner, Van Ray. Up top, Pasternak. There's a basket cut by Wendell and a beautiful one. And a foul given by Ava Peterson. Well, that foul is strictly because Isabel Wendell makes such a good back cut. That old Princeton cut with the big having the ball and then the back cut behind it as Wendell spins out the first one. Carrington just one of three from the foul line. Back in come Mara Johnson and Eden Hornet. And Bryn Smith returns. Second free throw goes in. Carrington is 2 of 4 at the foul line. And they have a 26-8 lead. Ellie Bellquist gets down the lane and misses the shot. Rebound. And then a steal on a long three that rattles off. And another rebound for the same player. That was Mara Coots on both. And now a three at the other end for Hornet goes. Eden Hornet hits the three. She's having a very good first half. She's got nine to go with six rebounds. Dribbling left is Ava Peterson, who has six of the eight Rocket points. They're down 29-8. Post entry. And the jumper goes and one. A chance at a three-point play for Peterson. On the foul by Isabel Wendell, her first. So Ava Peterson a chance at a three-point play. The southpaw takes two dribbles, bends the knee, fires, and misses. And it did not hit the rim, so it's a dead ball with 5:34 to go in the second quarter. And Carrington leading 29-10. They've been in control from the word go tonight. Hornet, left side. It's Bryn Smith, fires a three, and drills it. Bryn Smith with five, and Carrington leading 32-10 and shooting well from three. Well, I say well, they're shooting 31% from three. Dribbling left is Peterson. Deflected ball finds O'Connor, and she is fouled by Bryn Smith. Bryn gets her second, the first bit of foul difficulty for Carrington. And off the inbound, the easy layup. And it's Peterson again. She's got 10. Carrington's lead is 32-12 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Here is Mara Johnson. up top. A three by Hornet spins off. Offensive rebound, Coots, and she finishes. So Mara Coots with the offensive rebound in her first two of the ball game. It's 34-12. Down the left side, O'Connor leaves up top for Fandrick. Now O'Connor, a three, a little long, and hauled in by Carrington's Mara Johnson. At the other end, Hornet gets loose and misses the left-handed layup, and the rebound for Emmy Belquist. At the other end, a steal. And here is Wendell, right side. Hornet, 14-footer long. And it's out of bounds, so it goes back to New Rockford Cheyenne. And back into the lineup comes Cadence Van Ray. And for the Rockets, Jada Schumacher is back. 4:07 to go until the break, 34-12 Cardinals. Down the right side, Ellie Belquist lost it, out of bounds. It'll go the other way. Just a lot of turnovers. That's kind of the difference right now for these two teams. At the other end, Cadence Van Ray drives in, puts it up, too strong. Rebound, Schumacher. And then she was tied up. And so it goes to Carrington on the alternating possession. Baseline inbound into the lineup is Aniston Hornet. 5'8 freshman. On the right side, she's got it. Gives to Mara Johnson. Right side, Isabel Wendell. Three freshmen on the floor right now. Wendell, kick out. Aniston Hornet, a three. A little short and hold in by O'Connor. At the other end, nearly stolen by or for Schumacher. Now a wraparound feed, and Schumacher gets the layup. Jada Schumacher's first basket. At the other end, a post entry, one dribble layup for Mara Coots, and she's got four to go with three rebounds. I'm sorry, four rebounds in this first half. 36-14 Cardinals. Ellie Belquist goes right side. Schumacher into the mid post for Peterson. She misses. Rebound Wendell. Back the other way, Carrington. An open jumper for Van Ray. She gets it to go. And a Dakota Central timeout is called by Elliott Belquist. With 2:43 to go in the first half, it's Carrington 38 and New Rockford Cheyenne 14. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals really dominating with their defense, although New Rockford Cheyenne up to 47% shooting, Carrington at 53% in the first half. They've hit four of their 15 threes. They've still hit as many threes as New Rockford Cheyenne has attempted. They've led throughout. Carrington is actually shooting 80% from inside the three-point arc. New Rockford Cheyenne with the basketball. That's 12 of 15. Pretty efficient. Ellie Belquist, right side. Schumacher, post entry. Turnaround jumper rattles home, and Peterson's into double figures. She's got 10. It's 38-16. Post entry to Eden Hornet. Spins, fires, and hits. Eden with another sweet jumper, and she is into double figures. She's got 11 to lead everybody for Carrington. The game high leader is this young lady, Peterson, who gets inside and gets fouled. I believe it might be Harper Coleman. It's not. It is instead Aniston Hornet. And so free throws for Ava Peterson. The first one goes in. 40-17 with 2:07 to play in the first half. Second one for Peterson is going to be a lane violation. And so Carrington will get it back. Now the officials get together. And they're going to wipe out the lane violation and give Ava Peterson another free throw. Second one. Rattles off, rebound Hornet. Here comes Carrington leading by 23. On the right side, Aniston Hornet. She drives in, goes around a defender, misses, gets her own miss, misses again, gets her own miss one more time, and then gets tied up. My goodness. A couple of offensive rebounds there for Aniston. Rebounding is 19-5 Carrington right now. On the right side, Emmy Bellquist. Cardinals in a 2-3 zone now, leading by 23. Skip it right side, Schumacher. Bellquist, post entry, wrap around feed off a foot, but it goes out of bounds off of Weisenberg. A turnover in a 40-17 game with under 90 seconds to go first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have a look at stats and preview what's coming here on the Cardinal. Driving in is Cadence Van Ray. She misses long, and the rebound out of bounds off Van Ray. Carrington right now, well, both teams right now shooting exactly 50%, but the discrepancy in actual shots is, it's noticeable. Bellquist dribbles right into a double and has it stolen by Harper Coleman. Another turnover for Ellie. And at the other end, here's Aniston Hornet, the freshman. Gives to Eden Hornet. Post entry too high and a turnover. Oh, almost a turnover. Instead, it finds Van Ray for the layup. A collision knocked the ball loose, and Van Ray gets the layup. Now a steal, and Aniston Hornet misses the jumper. Offensive rebound, Eden. Kick out. Harper Coleman, three. Yes! Harper Coleman drills the three. After Eden Hornet, another offensive rebound. And another steal at the other end. Carrington racking up the steals here. Shot clock is off, 45-17. Left side, a three by Aniston Hornet. Skips over the rim, and the rebound comes down to Eden. She finds Aniston for the layup. So Eden Hornet, another offensive rebound, and then an assist to Aniston. Now 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Bellquist hits the front of the rim with the buzzer beating three. And we have reached halftime with the score. Carrington 47, New Rockford Cheyenne 17. Cardinal basketball will continue in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
I'm Sienna Top, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
At the half in Carrington, the season opener going rather well for Carrington girls basketball. They lead over New Rockford Cheyenne 47-17. Cardinal basketball brought to you in part all season by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Well, a very good first half for Carrington. They out-rebounded New Rockford Cheyenne 21-5. Eden Hornet, if she does not get a double-double, it will be because she does not play in the second half. She's already got 11 points and 9 rebounds for Carrington, who shoot for the half. Carrington shoot 20 of 39, 51%, 5 of 17 from 3, 29%, 2 of 4 at the foul line for 50%. They got 11 points and 9 boards from Eden Hornet. Also, they got 5 points from Kennedy Pasternak, 5 points from Bryn Smith, 5 points from Isabel Wendell, 6 points from Cadence Van Ray, 7 points from Harper Coleman. They got, 20 points off the bench. Aniston Hornet with 2 points and 2 rebounds. For New Rockford Cheyenne in the first half, they didn't shoot it bad. 8 of 17, 47%. They didn't hit a 3 over 5. They were 1 of 3 from the foul line. The problem, unfortunately, is all the turnovers. They have 16 first-half turnovers, and Carrington has done a nice job of converting those into points. However, Ava Peterson, 13 points in that first half, 3 rebounds to lead the way for Kaya O'Connor, 2 each for Jada Schumacher and Emmy Belquist, 2 points each for them. No ties, no lead changes. The biggest lead right now at 30 points for Carrington. We'll take a break, come back, and tell you what is ahead on KDAK, the Cardinal, when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Madison Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Good first half for Carrington. They lead 47-17. And coming up the rest of this week on our air tomorrow night, Carrington Coaches Show. We'll talk a lot of wrestling. We'll have both Coach Josh Kerbaugh and Mark Pasternak join us. And then we'll have, it might not be Coach Broughton, but he said if it's not him, it'll be one of his assistants and a student athlete to come and talk to us as well. 6 o'clock from Prairie Inn on KDAK, the Cardinal. Then on Friday, it's right back here at Carrington Gymnasium. The Cardinals open Region 2 Class A play against the Grafton Spoilers. 6:45 or so airtime for that one. And Saturday from Belva, Dennis Freeman brings you coverage of the Belva Boys Wrestling Tournament beginning at 10 a.m. Second half is next. Cardinals lead by 30, and Carrington Basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
I'm Mark Hoots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Almost ready for the second half here in Carrington. Cardinal Basketball brought to you in part by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Don't forget Carrington boys basketball. They just started practice today. They open at St. John on Friday the 13th before the home opener. It won't be an easy one against a very good Shiloh Christian team on the 17th right here on KDAK The Cardinal. Kyle Hewitt will have that one for you, as we'll have a Carrington coaches show in the lead up to that. Before we go any further, should have done this a while ago, but let's pause 10 for ID on the Voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Kennedy Pasternak misses a three, as does Isabel Wendell. Offensive rebound, Coots back up, missed it, got her own miss, kicks it out to Pasternak. Back down to the post. Mara Coots going to work, puts it up, misses, but draws the foul. So a whole bunch of rebounding on that possession for Carrington. Missed a couple of threes. And now to the free throw line. And the first free throw does not go in for Mara. Neither the second one. Rebound loose on the floor, and a held ball will give it to New Rockford Cheyenne. So Carrington misses a couple of free throws there. They're now 2 of 6 from the foul line. Well, you heard it in pregame. Coach Broughton talked about shooting percentages are not always going to be there on opening night because it's opening night. Driving in, Ellie Belquist gets to the rim and misses. Rebound Mara Johnson for Carrington. And at the other end, Eden Hornet's pass is intercepted. And then a foul is called on Carrington's... Eden Hornet, her first. At the other end, a miss and a loose ball. And Carrington comes out of there with it. At the other end, 2-on-1. What a pass to Coots. One dribble, missed it. Rebound loose and controlled by New Rockford Cheyenne. And it's Peterson that gets the rebound. Peterson is obviously a player that the Rockets can build this season around, as losing it is Belquist, a turnover. At the other end, a layup for Pasternak. Kennedy has her 7th point. And Carrington's lead is 49-17. With 6:10 to go, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Driving in, Ellie Belquist, and she loses it out of bounds once more. This won't be a very long fourth quarter if it stays this way. 30-point rule in effect. Here's Mara Johnson down the right side. Goes right side. Eden Hornet, a three. Yes! Eden buries the triple. And Carrington's lead is 52-17. And Eden Hornet has 14 points. Dribbling right is Peterson. Picks up her dribble. Goes up top for O'Connor. Back to Peterson at the right elbow. Turnaround jumper doesn't go. And the rebound down to Mara Coots. Coots' second rebound of the half. Rebounding is 25-6, Carrington. On the right side, Mara Johnson leaves for Kennedy Pasternak. Left side, it's Isabel Wendell up top. Eden Hornet left alone for three. Yes! Eden Hornet's got 17. So does New Rockford Cheyenne. It's 55-17. On the right side, faking the three is Peterson. She gets into the lane. Jumper, got it. Well, she's been a very nice bright spot. 15 points for Peterson, the junior, the only junior on the team. Left side, Pasternak gives to Wendell. Back to Kennedy Pasternak. Right side, Mara Johnson wants a screen. Gets it from Mara Coots and pops from 17 short. Rebound, Pasternak. Kick out. And a second opportunity at it here for Carrington. Now a post entry. Mara Coots, one dribble, misses, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It stays here. Wendell finds a wide open Eden Hornet and one. Chance at a 3-point play for Eden on the foul. on New Rockford Cheyenne's free throw is no good. It was on Peterson, and she gets the rebound as Hornet has missed three free throws in this second half. And now a turnover and a steal on the left side. A three by Pasternak is long. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Finds Eden Hornet to cutting Wendell, who banks it in. And another rebound there for Eden. That will give her a double-double. As Wendell gets the jumper to go, she's got seven. And it's 59-19, Carrington. Up top, O'Connor gives left side, Emmy Bellquist. Here's Weisenberger. Back for Bellquist. Eight to shoot. 3:20 to go. Third quarter. Bank forward scoreboard. Carrington by 43 to shoot. Two to shoot. Someone's going to have to shoot. Here's a three. And it's a shot clock violation. Eva Peterson couldn't get the shot to hit the rim. Carrington will bring Van Ray back, Smith back, and Harper Coleman back. To go with Mara Johnson and Eden Hornet. That's the five on the floor. Mara Johnson, right side, Hornet. Up top, Harper Coleman against this 1v1 defense. Here's Mara Johnson around the screen. Backdoor cut. Bryn Smith lays it up and misses. Rebound down to New Rockford Cheyenne. At the other end, a wide open three is missed. Offensive rebound again by Peterson, and then she turns it over. And at the other end, Bryn Smith fakes a three, finds Hornet up top. Right side, Mara Johnson. Fires a wide open three and drills it. Mara Johnson from downtown. She's got five. And Carrington's lead is 62-19 on the bank forward scoreboard. Ellie Bellquist gets a screen, goes left. Bellquist picks it up. Up top for Weisenberger, guarded by Hornet. She picks up her dribble and gives to Peterson. Around a screen, left wing. O'Connor thought about it, didn't take it. 10 to shoot for Ellie Bellquist. Here's Casey Weisenberg, right side for Jada Schumacher. Somebody's got to shoot. Driving in, O'Connor throws it up, misses wide right, rebound, Harper Coleman. Harper's got a rebound there for Carrington, who have 29 of those. Bryn Smith thinks about a three, doesn't take it. Hornet does more than think about it, but it's an air ball out of bounds. Carrington, 8 out of 24 from three. They'll bring Isabel Wendell back for Mara Johnson, and they'll bring Mara Coots back for Eden Hornet. With 1:34 to go, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard, Carrington by 43. Sometimes that margin sneaks up on you. On the left side, Weisenberger, Bellquist straight away. Post entry, Peterson, turnaround jumper, can't get it. Rebound, Mara Coots for the Cardinals. At the other end, faking a three, Harper Coleman fires from 19 off the front of the rim. Rebound, Carrington and Mara Coots. And she goes inside to Van Ray, and Cadence gets two more. She's got eight. Carrington by 45 with under a minute to play in the third. Ellie Bellquist, right side, Kaya O'Connor. Back for Bellquist. There's a 20-second difference in the clocks. Weisenberger, right side, O'Connor. Bellquist in the right wing corner, guarded by Isabel Wendell. Now up top, it's Peterson. Bellquist dives to the baseline and gets a layup to go. Emmy Bellquist with four. It's 64-21. And Carrington could hold for one if they want to. And they are holding for one. Now eight to shoot. Here's Mara Coots. Hands it to Wendell. Wendell lost it momentarily. Fires and hits. Isabel Wendell with a buzzer-beating jumper, and the lead is 66-21 after three quarters, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Well, we have the right options to grow your savings. Hi, this is Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward Carrington. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including annual percent yield as high as 4.5 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more. It's simply the forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Carrington Basketball all season brought to you in part by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. Well, the Cardinals are well on their way to victory. They have brought in Sienna Top 5'9 junior and Sophie Spitzer 5'11 sophomore into the lineup. To go with Harper Coleman, Cadence Van Ray, and Bryn Smith. High post feed, loose, and taken away by Ellie Valquist. Turnover for Bryn. And at the other end, on the right side, it's Ellie Valquist. Takes a couple dribbles, post entry, reach around, foul is on the aforementioned Spitzer. Her first, we've got running clock, fourth quarter, 66-21 Carrington. A fake handoff by Peterson. She skips it. O'Connor, right side. Who lost it out of bounds? It will... Never did see a signal. It'll stay here. Never did see that signal, but New Rockford Cheyenne did not retreat to the other end, so you kind of figured. On the left side, it's Schumacher. Driving in, picks up the dribble, goes left side to Peterson, who gains baseline on Harper Coleman and then gets cut off. Cross-court pass, it's Valquist trying to drive in, getting cut off by Sienna Top, and then a foul is called. And it's on Bryn Smith. Rebounds are 31-9. That's a big story in this game right now. 6:30 to play. Bank Forward scoreboard. And another foul. This one is on Sienna Top. Off the inbound. On the left side, this is Addison Fandrick. Gives for O'Connor. Up top, Schumacher. Right side, Valquist. 6 to play in Carrington. Cardinals going to be 1-0 on the season. On the left side, O'Connor on a give and go with Peterson for the layup. And Ava Peterson has 17. 66-23. On the right side, a 3 skips over the rim, and the rebound batted out of bounds. It'll stay here as the 3 was taken by Sophie Spitzer. And now more subs are in. Aniston Hornet checks back in, and in for the first time, Josie Coleman, 5'7 freshman. A lot of young players in this program. If this freshman class develops well, look out. Harper Coleman, a turnover. And then it's turned back over. I mean, because of the offensive rebounding and because of the turnovers, Carrington has gotten 33 more shots in the air. That's knocked out of bounds with 5 minutes and counting to go in the ball game on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Off the inbound, driving left is Hornet. She leaves it for Josie Coleman. Kick out. Here's a 3 that's short, And the rebound is out of bounds. It will go the other way. On the right side, O'Connor starts a drive on Aniston Hornet, then gets cut off. Here's Schumacher, left side, Peterson. Deflected pass comes right back to her, and then she loses the basketball and recovers it in the right wing corner. O'Connor, Belquist straight away, halfway through the fourth. Post entry, Banker does not go. Offensive rebound, though. A second chance at it. Here's a three that's short, and they'll get another offensive rebound. And Carrington loses the ball on that one. So it will be New Rockford Cheyenne ball down by 43. Deep inbounds pass is nearly intercepted. Instead, a foul is going to be called on Sienna Top, who has two fouls in about 2 minutes of game action. That is a page straight out of my old playing days. Pick up a couple fouls. Post entry, deflected and intercepted. Taken away, Carrington from left to right. It was Harper Coleman that got the steal. Now she finds Josie Coleman, who misses. And the rebound comes down to O'Connor. And then it's almost turned over by Belquist. She's got to get this across rather quickly. And she throws it away. Josie Coleman, wraparound feed. Harper gets fouled. So Harper Coleman will have a couple of free throws. She had 7 first half points. She'll try to add to that. One thing that Carrington, a little under where they'd like to be from the free throw line. That one goes, though. They're now 3 of 8 from the foul line. 66-24. Second one, no good. Offensive rebound to Sienna Top. 66-24, and the layup doesn't go, and the ball rattles around and stays at this end. 39% shooting for New Rockford Cheyenne, 47% for Carrington. 2 minutes to play. It's the Cardinals by 44. Ellie Belquist leaves it for Fandrick. The jumper goes for Fandrick. And she's got her first bad ball game. 67-25. Here's Aniston Hornet. Around a screen. Goes left side. Top. Looks for the back cut. It's not there. Left side, Aniston Hornet, a three. Yes! Aniston with 5 in the ball game. And Carrington has 70. 70-25. And nearly taken away by Belquist. It is taken away from Belquist. Another brilliant play by Aniston Hornet. Dribbling right. Extra pass, layup, Harper Coleman off a beautiful pass from Josie Coleman. Harper gets the layup. She's got 10. She's the second Cardinal in double figures. It's 72-25. Final minute here. Post Hendrick gets her own miss. Kicks it out. Here's a three by Schumacher. No. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. Final 40 seconds. Carrington will be 1-0. New Rockford Cheyenne 0-1. Driving in is Belquist. She gives to Schumacher. Weisenberger dribbles around the screen. Now tries to back down Josie Coleman. Can't. Instead, here's Schumacher. Up top, O'Connor. Left side, Belquist, rather. Back to O'Connor. Final 15 seconds. O'Connor with 8 to shoot. Goes left side, Bellquist. Post entry, Vandrick, one dribble, and got the layup. Vandrick gets the layup, and that will set the final score of 72-27 Carrington on opening night. Carrington did very well. In getting this opening night 72-27 win over New Rockford Cheyenne. That's our final. We will come back and have our post-game report in just a moment when Cardinal Basketball.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community.
A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
It's a good start to the 2024-25 season for the Carrington Cardinals, a 72-27 win. We're going to get Eden Hornet, and then we're going to get Coach Broughton after we get Eden. And Eden Hornet with a great start to the season. And she is joining us now. And, Eden, I will say, before I even tell you your stats, my stats are always a little unofficial, but I have you down for 19 points and 10 rebounds tonight. That's a good start to a season for you. I mean, you must feel pretty good.
I do. I guess I didn't really keep track, but I felt like everyone did their best tonight, and that's all we could ask for.
You know, it's a season opener. It's not always going to be the prettiest, but the way you defended them, you turned them over a whole lot. Just how much did that help what you guys were trying to do?
It helped a lot. I think we hold ourselves on defense just because we're a shorter team, so we kind of got to play with other teams there, but yeah.
You guys hit 9 threes tonight. First, did it feel like you were hitting a bunch of threes? And then, I mean, is that kind of what you guys are wanting to be, a really good three-point shooting team who also defends the heck out of it?
Yeah, I think so. We've been working on that at practice, and our coach, Dave Johnson, he really likes threes, so we do some drills that work on that. But even looking into, it's not always about threes. So,
what was that matchup like against Peterson? She's a pretty nice player for them.
Yeah, she is a really good player. Obviously, it's harder to guard a lefty when you're not used to that. So, yeah, I think we did pretty good on her, but we'll see other teams that have lefties. So, got to keep that in mind.
Well, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Friday against Grafton.
Thank you.
That is Eden Hornet, and now we are going to be joined by her head coach, Andy Broughton, joining us. And, Coach, I mean, you told us, you know, we've got to be a team that defends well, and you turned them over at a frenetic pace tonight. You really sped them up. All in all, how would you assess this opening game?
Well, like you said, you know, defense is going to kind of set our tempo, and if we can turn teams over and have a number of threats offensively. So, you know, we had 8-9 in the scoring column right away, and that's hard to guard when everybody on the court is a threat, and I bring some girls off the bench, and, you know, they're offensively ready to go too.
You got, to your point, 19 points, 10 rebounds from Eden. You got 10 from Harper, 9 from Isabel, 8 from Cadence, 7 from Kennedy. Just contributions throughout.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what, you know, our depth will be key to in practice every day. You get pushed by some good players, and, you know, they're pushing each other to get on the court, too, and that just helps the our success rate and, you know, our Class A schedule is in front of us. It's going to be a great schedule, and we're going to need that depth, and we're going to need contributions up and down the lineup.
You mentioned it in pregame how this would be the first varsity action for some players. Your freshman looked pretty comfortable out there. I thought Aniston was very comfortable.
Yeah, she had a real good B game, so she earned herself some minutes, and she handles the ball so well, and she can shoot it from deep, too, and Mara did a nice job. Josie at the end got some nice assists, and you know, we did have contributions from our freshmen.
And you shoot 48% as a team on an opening night. I mean, that's the other thing we talked about in pregame. Sometimes shooting percentages aren't really where you'd like them on an opening night. 48, that'll win.
Yeah, that will. And, you know, part of that is getting a 20, 30-point lead right away, and that bucket seems a lot bigger than when it's a 10-point game.
Well, Coach, on Friday, you'll have Grafton. A word or two on that. That's the beginning of a heck of a regional schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll be big. And some shooters, Leclerc came back from a knee injury last year. She's a real good player. Black Cloud is kind of one of their top scorers. So we have to keep an eye on them. But they'll have some other players. Their point guard is a good one. So we'll have to come and play our hard D and get contributions again up and down the lineup.
Well, Coach, congratulations on an opening night win.
Thank you, sir.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, joining us in post-game. We will go ahead and continue our summary here. So Carrington hit 9 out of 27 from 3. We told you about the 48% shooting, 30 out of 62. 9 of 27 from 3. 3 of 9 at the free throw line. That, look, coaches are always looking for something to get right with. Don't want to get right from the free throw line, no doubt about it. They won the rebounding 32-15, and they played really, really good defense. There were no three-pointers made by New Rockford Cheyenne. New Rockford Cheyenne, 41%, 13 out of 32, 0 for 8 from 3, 1 for 3 from the foul line. They were led, and a very nice game for Ava Peterson. 17 points, 5 rebounds for her. 13 of those points before halftime. 4 each for Emmy Belquist and Addison Fandrick, and then 2 for Jada Schumacher. There were no ties. There were no lead changes. The biggest lead of the ball game was just before Fandrick's Banker at the buzzer, so 72-25. Carrington won the first half 47-17, won the second half 25-10. They win it 72-27. We'll come back and wrap it up in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues
when
after
you're thinking
this.
About insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals off to a 1-0 start, 72-27 over New Rockford Cheyenne tonight. Carrington 1-0. They will be at home on Friday night against the Grafton Spoilers in the Region 2 Class A opener. And we hope that you can join us for that one at about 6:45. Let's just check. I don't think we will have a score from Grafton's game tonight with North Star, but let's just look and see because you never know. And yeah, no, nothing yet on North Star and Grafton. But the Spoilers are here on Friday night to start Region 2 play, 6:45 airtime right here on KDAK, the Cardinal. My thanks to everyone here at Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, as well as Athletics Director and Dean of Students, Carla Michelson. Now speaking on behalf of our entire crew, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count, Carrington 72, New Rockford Cheyenne 27. Until Friday night, good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.